Hello there. Welcome to our podcast called Unraveling Fast Fashion. Today we will talk about fast fashion and how it affects us and our planet.
Hi, my name is Lada Mohammed.
Hi, my name is Omar Hashi.
My name is Farah
Mohammed. My name is Isra Mohammed.
My name is Adhana Mohammed.
Today me and my host are going to be teaching you about fast fashion. Fast fashion is all about making clothes quickly and cheaply. Big companies design trendy clothes, produce them fast, and sell them at low price. This means you can buy the latest style without spending a lot of money. But while it sounds great for shoppers, there are some downsides to this trendy way of making clothes.
What are the downsides of this?
Downsides of fast fashion are that 85% of fast fashion goes to landfills, and fast fashion has massive environmental impact. It is the second biggest consumer of water and responsible of 10% of global carbon dioxide emissions.
Another problem we have with fast fashion is pollution. Did you know that fast fashion is the second most polluted industry after oil? For a particular reason, according to analysts by Business Insider, fashion production compresses 10% of total global carbon emission. As much as emissions generated by European unions, the industry dries up water, soils, and pollutes river and steam, while 85% of textiles go to dumps each year.
There are many solutions to stop pollution in fast fashion. Like, the solution could be to choose organic fibers and natural fibers that don't require chemicals to be produced in the products, which will stop excessive pollution, or choose clothes made in countries with stricter environmental regulation that require organic material or factories to produce.
Speaking about these synthetic fibers, did you know that most of them are made up composed of chemicals and microplastic?
Almost 80% of fast fashion clothing is made from synthetic materials like acrylic, nylon, and mostly polyester. These inexpensive fabrics are common among brands, but they don't biodegrade. But these synthetic clothes release microplastics during production or especially during machine washing, leading to environmental pollution that scientists are still starting to comprehend.
The long-term health impact of microplastic exposure are still unknown, but there are concerns that could disrupt hormones function, cause inflammation, and carry harmful chemicals into the body.
In many regions where textiles are produced, water resources are already scarce. The fashion industry water consumption is exacerbated. These problems leading to water shortage and conflicts over the water resource. The environmental impact of fast fashion includes using a lot of water, energy, and an unrenewable resource, as well as releasing greenhouse gases. The fashion industry is the second largest user of water, needing about 2,000 gallons of water for a pair of jeans and 700 gallons of one cotton shirt. That is about enough drinking water an average human needs 2.5 years, according to Good Fair.
The litter of water has left over time, often dumped into our natural waterways.
Brands using synthetic fiber like polyester, which can take hundreds of years to break down. A report estimates that 35% of microplastic in the ocean comes from washing synthetic clothes. Each year, around 80 billion new clothes items are produced, leading to 82 pounds of textile waste per American. Leather production is also harmful due to its resource use of toxin tanning process.
Producing textiles from plastic fibers requires a lot of energy and releases harmful pollutants. The production of cotton is environmentally damaging due to pesticide use. To reduce waste from fast fashion, more sustainable fabrics like wild silk, organic cotton, linen, hemp, and lycil can be used.
In today's world, fast fashion has become a major industry with over 100 billion items being produced each year. That nearly translates to 14 items for every human being. It is no surprise that it becomes a global industry and the third largest manufacturing industry in the world. Plus, fast fashion is the most environmentally damaged industry in the world.
The goal of fast fashion companies is to get you buy more clothes more often. They do this by making clothes that they are affordable but won't last very long. They simply encourage you to throw them away and buy some new, keeping the cycle going.
How do fast fashion companies keep prices low?
They keep prices low or costs low with cheap labor to get people to buy something new. And this comes with the cost of poor working conditions, long hours, and low wages. And this is why it's easy to produce clothes quickly and cheaply, which can lead to unsafe environments and exploitation of workers.
Landfills are overflowing with discard clothing, which takes decades or even centuries to decompose. As textiles decompose, they release greenhouse gas that methane contributes to climate change.
As fast fashion is growing, people are becoming more aware of negative impact it has, and some are starting to use sustainable and ethically made clothing and eco-friendly materials that last longer.
Now that we've talked about the environmental impact of fast fashion, let's dive deeper into some of the social issues surrounding it.
Absolutely. One of the major concerns of fast fashion is the exploiting of workers. Many of these companies outsource production to countries where labor is cheap, and sadly, this is often lead to poor working conditions.
Right, we're talking about long hours, low pay, and sometimes even child labor. In some cases, these workers don't even have basic safety measures or health insurance, making the production of cheap clothes came at terrible human cost.
And the factories themselves can be pretty unsafe too. There are several cases where building collapse, killing workers. In fact, one of the most deadliest tragedy in fast fashion history was the collapse of Rana Plaza in Bangladesh, which killed over 1,100 people. It is a clear reminder of how our consumption habits can lead to devastation.
Let's leave our listeners the challenge. Next time you're shopping, think about the impact of your purchase. Ask yourself, is this something I truly need? Can I buy it secondhand? Or is it made sustainability?
And remember, it's not being perfect. It's about making small, conscious choices that collectively make a big difference. Every little change counts.
That is a great way to think about it. Small steps lead to big impacts, so let's all make an effort to reduce the harm caused by fast fashion.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you learned a lot about fast fashion and the ways we can all contribute to more sustainable and ethical futures.
And remember, sustainability starts with us, and together we can make a change.
Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on Unraveling Fast Fashion. Stay conscious and stay sustainable.